Airtime for this program is paid for by the Yavapai County Contractors Association, and they are solely responsible for its content.
On AM 1130, by 99.9 FM, Prescott, Chino Valley, and Paulden, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's
Hammer Time.
Waking up with the YCCA. Hammer Time is brought to you by All West Fire and Security, Pure Solar, Franklin Plumbing, Prescott Home Safety, Vicente Landscaping, Badger Roofing, Blind Brothers Arizona, Barrett Propane, Builders Wholesale, Caltex, Foxworth Galbraith, and Dignity Health. And now from the studios of KQ&A, it's Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA. Here's the Executive Director of the Yavapai County Contractors Association, Sandy Griffiths.
Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's hammer time, you know.
That was
pretty good, wasn't it, Roger?
That was good.
Mike, was that not good?
It was just excellent, so long as you don't expect the rest of the audience to participate.
Never. I won't ever expect you to participate, and someday if you do, I would just be
bowled
over.
You.
Shocking, it would be shocking. So good morning, everybody. Welcome to Hammer Time, brought to you by Yavapai County Contractors Association and all of our super cool, outrageously awesome members. Right?
I would agree.
Okay,
I would agree.
Yes.
It's just I love the different adjectives that you insert in there. They're all appropriate.
Thank you. So January's like we're kind of rolling along.
344.
Oh, way to go. So you got the drift from last week's
I
show.
I knew you were going to nail me,
perfect.
So I figured I better just study up on it.
Roger, that's the number of days till Christmas.
I had a feeling that was probably in that range, yeah.
I figured it actually was 343 was the first number I came up with, and I thought, oh, wait a minute, it's leap year.
Oh, is it leap year? So
yes,
February has 28 days?
29.
Oh, 29, that's right.
Oh, they do. How did you know it was leap year?
I'm not sure. I was in a February calendar right after the first of the year, and I don't know why I was in that, but I happened to see that, and I thought, ooh, leap year.
Huh. Interesting.
It is.
So our guest with us this morning, listeners, is Mr. Roger Barton, owner of Badger Roofing.
Yes, indeed.
Good morning.
We're going to talk roofs.
Plural.
Right.
Something that has you covered.
Yes.
There you go. Hey,
so
that's exactly right.
Other than that, Mike, are you – okay, Roger, listen
yes.
to – Mike, are you busy?
Oh, no. Oops, sorry, my nose is growing.
Right. Yes, we're very busy.
Roger, are you busy?
We are, but, you know, we get kind of pushed around by the weather.
Yes.
This time of year.
Yes.
Our schedule gets – you can't really hardly schedule, you know, because
it's
it
tough.
Always is changing.
Yes.
And it's a moving target, so to speak. So, you know, when these storms come through, it always seems like the timing on these storms is just wrong. Not just right. It's just wrong.
It is just wrong.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we get, you know, 2-3 inches of snow. Then it takes a few days to melt. And then, you know, we're ready to start rolling again. And the next storm rolls in. So this time of year can be a little bit of a challenge, but you know, we stay busy.
Yeah, and Roger certainly is affected more so than most any of my other trades, because when it's snowing outside, if I've got something that's already roughed and dried in,
you can
we can
go
be
inside.
In there pulling wire, bending tin,
sure.
whatever. But Roger, he can't get out of the weather.
That's right.
You get to stay home in your jammies then.
Yeah, right.
What's wrong with that, yeah. Roger?
I wish that was the case.
Oh. I was going to say, that ain't happening, as they say.
Happening.
Okay, listeners, we have to take a break. When we come back, we will talk with Roger about why he doesn't stay home in his jammies. There's too much work to do.
That's right.
So hang on, Mr. Mike Enders will take us to break. In case you didn't know, he's my wingman extraordinaire.
It would be my pleasure. You're listening to Hammer Time, brought to you by Yavapai County Contractors Association, and we're airing on Talk of the Quad City. That's KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and in beautiful Prescott Valley in Cottonwood, 95.5 FM. So please stay tuned for some great messages for our ever so
awesome sponsors.
There you go.
And members.
There you go. And we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
We are.
I've got them all scheduled through March.
Working very good.
Into April now.
Super.
I know. We've become very popular.
Well, hopefully we'll be bringing, continue to be bringing some great informative
great guys,
messages to our
men and
our
women.
Public.
Okay. So here's a verbal joke, not a picture one,
okay,
but totally nothing but verbal. What do you call 100 rabbits walking backwards?
100 rabbits walking backwards.
Yes.
Retreat. Here. Here.
Okay.
Oh, I
time
got it. I got it.
What?
Receding.
Hairline. Are you serious? You really got that?
I did.
Good job. Wow.
Did you hear it on the radio?
Not yet. I will this when we replay this.
Isn't that funny?
It is. That's a good
hairline.
One.
Yeah. I guess you could have done that with 50 rabbits walking backwards.
Right. You could.
But 100 is more powerful.
100 is more impressive.
Yes, more impressive.
Absolutely.
A receding hairline.
It's tough to train 100 rabbits to do that, especially all at the same time.
You've obviously had your coffee this morning.
Okay. What do we want to talk about, Roger?
Let's talk roofing.
Okay, perfect.
Let's do that. Yeah. So I guess, Sandy, the first thing that I would want to mention, love to mention, this year we're really excited to be celebrating our 30th anniversary.
Whoa.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yep.
That's terrific.
That is.
Happy anniversary to you.
So we're really excited about that. And we have, we're working on a few things that we'll be doing this year and as far as things that are in the planning stage right now. So can't really
very cool
specifically announce, but, we're just working on a few things to help celebrate that milestone.
As they say, more to come.
To the 30th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Are we having a party?
We may. And we'll keep you informed.
No, not even a party. Are we having a bash?
We'll keep you informed.
She is such a dead giveaway. She's got her pocket full of balloons, and she's
already starting to blow them up.
Ready for the bash. Come on, Roger.
Yeah.
Okay, so what month are we going to bash? The Badger Bash.
Don't know the month yet. Like I said, we're short on the details right now, but we're discussing and thinking through what we want to do.
Okay,
very
so
good.
When,
how we want to do it.
When does the 30th anniversary happen? What month? 30
July.
Years ago. Okay, July.
Yeah.
Okay, so summer months, mm-hmm. kind of
very good.
Nice, mm-hmm. no snow.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, no snow, no cold.
Ah, okay, listeners, stay tuned for the 30th Badger Roofing Bash.
There you go.
And you're all invited.
30th, I mean, that's pretty
doggone
huge. That is,
that's a nice
huge.
Milestone.
It's a pretty good size milestone.
It is.
It really is, yeah.
So how many other bashes and anniversaries do you see in your future? Like the 50th?
Oh, for sure.
Good answer.
Yeah.
Okay, 75th?
Well, we'll see. We'll see about that one.
You know, longevity and company survivability is pretty impressive nowadays.
It is. You know, as Mike, you've been in the construction industry long enough, you have seen these cycles that we all go through.
Absolutely.
Right?
Oh, boy. Absolutely.
And, we remember 2007 mm-hmm. through, about 9?
Right. 9, 10. Yep.
Yeah. And, that was a rough patch.
Very rough.
My goodness, to be able to get through that time frame
mm-hmm.
and quote unquote survive and come out the other side, that's really just a huge blessing to be able to survive that.
And Roger and Mike, we have a multitude of local companies right here in our community that have survived that.
Absolutely.
And they're still here today,
yes,
pumping and grinding and serving, yep, the community.
Serving the community. That's the key.
Yes. And
absolutely,
people don't realize that. They right, really need to look at the heart and soul and heartbeat of some of these companies, because
yeah,
it's pretty powerful. So why do you like roofing?
Why do I like roofing?
Yes.
Well, for one thing, I guess the main component there is that we realize that we're protecting our client's investment. You know, it's their home.
Right.
And all of what goes into protecting that investment and protecting their furnishings mm-hmm. and their lifestyle. And really that's what we do. We're the primary initial protection that a home has. And that's a huge responsibility.
Yes, it is.
That we take very seriously.
Okay. So how often do you change the shingles on your roof?
As often as you need to.
Excellent answer. Excellent.
So that's a great question. Now, we get that question a lot. You know, how long does a roof typically last?
Yes, how long?
Well, I have 30-year shingles.
I know.
I have 30-year shingles. Well, yes, you do. But the reality is in our area here, in our market, because of weather conditions and, you know, a lot of it depends on the quality of the shingle ultimately as well. Mm-hmm. But we usually see about a 15 to 20-year lifespan on a standard architectural shingle roof. That's pretty typical.
So when you said it depends on the quality of the shingle.
Sure.
So explain to the listeners how quality would vary. What makes a shingle quality vary, and how would a homeowner know what to ask for and what they're getting?
That's a great question, Sandy. So, you know, what it comes down to is every shingle manufacturer now, all the major shingle manufacturers have gone to what they call a limited lifetime warranty. Back in the day, it used to be, you know, 10, 15 years ago, everybody was familiar with the old 30, 40, 50.
Right.
Is what the shingle manufacturers rated their shingles. And so they all now have gone to limited lifetime warranty. There are still different grades of shingles, though, that are available. And really what comes into play there is the thickness of the shingle, the mat and the base of the shingle, the weight of the shingle. Mm-hmm. We call, you know, per square. A square of roofing is 100 square feet. So 10 by 10 area, 100 square feet is a square. And so we talk about the weight per square of those different grades of shingles. So you can go, you know, within those grades, you can get that higher grade of shingle. You can also have, within the architectural or dimensional shingles, there's quite a variety now of patterns or appearance to those shingles. Everything from a standard architectural pattern up to, you know, something that looks like a shake mm-hmm. is what they've come out with now.
So a shingle is not a shingle is not a shingle.
Very well That's put. True. That is true. So you can have those different grades of shingles, the different weight of shingle. You know, if you go to the absolute premium grade, is it going to add significantly right. to the year of lifespan of that shingle? The answer is typically it will, but there's so many factors that come into play with – there's no shingle out there, as an example, that's hail-proof. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you could do the upgraded shingle, and even though they're IR, what we call impact resistant, you still could get
damaged.
A hail damage scenario because there's no shingle out there that's hail proof. So they do make shingles now that are impact resistant. If you go to that heavier grade shingle, will it make a difference ultimately in the longevity? Yes. Is it going to be going from a 15 to 20-year lifespan to doubling the lifespan of that shingle? Probably not.
So financially, does it cost more for the homeowner if they wanted to go to that longevity
the upgraded shingle? Yes. Yeah, there's an additional cost there, an additional cost factor. And, you know, it's really hard to say what that is exactly.
Right.
But, you know, what we're happy to do for our customers is we're happy to provide them with a standard architectural shingle and kind of what we consider the good, better, best scenario. Mm-hmm. And so we're very happy to provide that information when we're going through the process of estimating a roof system.
And then the homeowner can financially figure out
they can decide
what direction right. they want to go in.
Exactly. Yeah.
Interesting. I mean, I've seen a lot of roofing bids, but I don't recall where they've had good, better, and best in the different scenarios.
Yeah, so, we don't necessarily do that on every estimate, but we'll have that conversation with the homeowner and find out what is important to them and what they're interested in taking a look at. So,
wow.
The interesting thing, too, shingle color doesn't really affect price. You know, that's another question that we, common question. So if I switch to this color, does it affect the price of the shingle? Typically, no.
Okay, listeners, you heard that right from Roger Barton. Badger Roofing is our guest this morning. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, Roger, Mike, and me will be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, happy weekend, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Hammer Time. Of course, brought to you by Yavapai County Contractors Association. Our guest with us this morning, Mr. Roger Barton, owner of Badger Roofing. I haven't slipped yet. I call him Roger Badger.
At least once.
But I'm trying real hard. Our guest is Roger Badger.
Right.
Roger, I'm so sorry.
I was going to compliment you off air. Very good.
I've been doing great. Roger is with us this morning. We're talking roofing materials. A 30th anniversary party, a bash is going to happen sometime this year. So how about, I bet you get a lot of questions, Roger. Does the color of the shingle help me energy-wise? Does the color of the shingle save my shingles? What's going on with colors and shingles and venting and all that stuff?
Very good question. So that is a question we get quite a bit. If I do a light-colored shingle versus a dark-colored shingle, does that really impact the energy management on my home? Does it impact the lifespan of the shingle? And, you know, the answer is a lighter-colored shingle might give you a little bit slightly better wearing, so to speak, but at the same time, it doesn't make any difference from an energy management standpoint. The key to having a shingle that's going to last as long as possible in our climate is ventilation. That is the number one component that you want to look at, is making sure that your roof is properly vented. And, you know, so many homes that we see are not.
So define properly vented.
Right. So just simply having gable end vents
doesn't cut it.
It's not adequate in today's standard. Now, back when homes were built, you know, 20 years ago or more, it was a totally different standard back then for ventilation. The standards really significantly changed, Mike. I know you're aware of this, in 2016 when the National Building Code changed significantly. And so the manufacturers have identified now what is considered adequate ventilation. And if you go through and read virtually any warranty of a shingle manufacturer, ventilation is always in the top three things that can void their warranty. If the roof is not properly vented, it can void the warranty. So you could put a brand new shingle roof on there, and then, you know, if you have an issue down the road where it's a manufacturer defect possibly, when they come in to take a look at it and inspect the roof, if it's not properly vented, that could certainly be a problem from a warranty standpoint. So one of the things that we're careful about is we on every estimate that goes out, we at least put an option on there to provide and install proper ventilation for that customer.
What would that be if they just had gable end vents?
Right.
What would you give them an option for?
Well, if you think about a gable end vent, a gable end vent is not a roof vent.
Correct.
It's a wall vent, right? It's a vertical wall vent. So if you're not, to have a proper ventilation system, you need to have intake as well as exhaust. And so you can accomplish that with a variety of different ventilation systems.
Fans? Would Attic fans be one?
Well, Attic fans can assist, again, depending on the style of ventilation that you have. The gable vents, as Roger mentioned, are vertical. But if you put an attic vent, excuse me, an attic fan in combination with that vent, it certainly will help.
It moves some air.
Yeah. And that's the whole idea, is you're trying to keep – if you don't have proper ventilation, you're literally cooking your roof from the bottom up.
Sure.
So would you then go put venting in the roof?
Correct.
Little vents?
Well,
Whirlybird vents?
That's one option.
Okay.
The venting system that we prefer and that it seems to work very efficiently is a static system. So if you think about, you know, putting one of those powered vents at the gable end, you're going to have a situation where you're typically going to have to bring in an electrician,
right?
Unless you do something that's solar. But you're going to have to bring in an electrician, and then that vent is a mechanical component. So what wears out over time are bearings and, you know, the motor itself. So the venting systems that we like to talk about are static. In other words, there's no moving parts. It's a natural convection process that occurs on the intake and the exhaust side. So that warm, moist air that's in your attic and can build up in your attic is being moved out of the attic on the exhaust side of the equation. On the intake side of the equation, we're bringing in the cool, dry air. So it's a very efficient productive way to provide ventilation that's non-mechanical, so to speak.
So does it... How does it work then if it's not mechanical?
There's a little arrow that's pointed cold air in here.
Got it.
If you stop and think, warm air rises.
Right. Yep.
So if you have a low and a high, then the warm air is going to escape out of the high, which creates a negative pressure, which then pulls your cool air in at the bottom vent.
Good explanation. Yeah, it's a natural convection process.
Okay, so... With all of the new roofing materials that you install, how often do you see ventilation that needs to be new and improved?
In just about every case.
Oh, my gosh.
In just about every case, yeah. There are, you know, we've actually, I mean, there's, again, the way that homes are constructed is the key there, because in some cases, we'll go out to a homeowner's property, and we'll see a home that has what we call bird blocking, or, you know, the bird holes, they call them, that are just a small vented screen, right? But then they have no exhaust venting. All they have maybe is a gable end vent or two. And so, you know, that's good intake ventilation when you have that at your eaves, but then there's no exhaust ventilation like a ridge vent or some other type of exhaust vent component. So, you know, sometimes that's all we need to do is just add some exhaust venting. In most cases, though, homes have been constructed, unless they're, you know, much newer, in which case they probably aren't necessarily needing a roof within the first 5 years of home construction. So, you know, we're typically seeing homes that are, you know, older than that 2016 standard that came into play. So then we are looking at adding intake as well as exhaust ventilation.
Okay, so Mr. Mike, what do you do with the homes you build then to help Roger so he doesn't have to come and add attic ventilation to your home?
And I'll answer that in a second. I want to backtrack. The other thing is that some of the older homes that also had what we call soffit venting.
Right.
You'll go into an attic and find out that they had blown insulation.
Yep.
And gosh, that air circulation sometimes has moved that insulation, and it's now covering up the gable, or not the gable, the soffit venting and or the bird block venting.
Yes.
Oh.
So what was installed to accommodate venting is not functioning anymore. So there's a variety of things.
And in more recent construction standards, Mike, I know you've seen this, if they're going to do a blown-in insulation example, or even bad insulation, they'll put what they call a baffle in, and they baffle those openings so that the insulation doesn't block the ability for the air to flow properly.
Oh, this is a major conversation.
I can see the wheels turning over there.
My wheels are turning.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll answer your question as soon as we come back from break.
Okay.
How about that?
Take us away.
You betcha. We're learning a lot about
we
roofing, ventilation, et cetera, from Roger Barton. And we will continue to advise you on some newest and latest updates in the industry as soon as we come back. So settle in, have that second cup of coffee, don't touch that dial, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
We are having the best conversation this morning with Mr. Roger Barton.
Very good.
Badger Roofing. And we're having a bash this year, a 30th anniversary bash, so stay tuned. We'll let you know when the party is. I hope you have cake and ice cream.
Oh, I would imagine there'll be a little bit of that.
Perfect.
Sure. Yeah.
Perfect. I like the end piece with all the frosting.
Yeah.
So this venting is pretty doggone interesting. Mm-hmm. And it's very important. So homeowners, if you're considering a new roof,
right,
what should they take under advisement, Roger, for venting?
Well, ask the questions. You know, and whenever you're sitting down with a contractor, with a roofing contractor specifically, you need to just ask the question, what's your perspective on ventilation? And is it important? And what do you recommend?
Do you give all of your clients a copy of their roofing warranty?
I'm not going to say all,
okay,
but a vast majority,
okay,
yes.
Perfect, perfect.
And especially if we're having that conversation, if they have specific questions about that, we're happy to provide.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You know, full disclosure, so to speak, and we're happy to provide that.
Okay. Yeah. Nails or staples?
Nails. Always. Now, let me give one caveat.
Okay.
If someone has an open eave and they don't want to see nails coming through their open eave,
right,
through their sheathing, we will typically use a staple there just in the first, you know, whatever, 18 inches, 2 feet, whatever their eave area is, so that we're not blowing through,
right,
the eave. So that's the place,
good,
where we,
thank
would
you,
use staples. But then beyond that, for the rest of that roof area, we would use roofing nails.
Yeah. Gosh, there's quite a few roofers out there that use staples all over.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's quicker.
We see that.
Oh,
often,
man. Yeah. I've helped a few file complaints for the ROC. You know, do it right.
So in each shingle manufacturer also has a number of nails per shingle that,
right,
is, you know, what they consider the kind of their minimum standard. You know, we typically are using a 5-nail pattern. And if someone's in a really high wind area, we might encourage them to go to a 6-nail pattern. There's shingle manufacturers now that you can do a 4-nail, and because of the way they manufacture their shingle, we can still get them 150-mile-an-hour wind warning.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's because of the way that the shingle's actually manufactured.
Cool.
So in the nailing zone and the way that they put it together with their laminate portion of the shingle, with a 4-nail pattern, you can get 150-mile-an-hour wind warning.
Wow.
So that, I mean, you think about that, Mike, and Sandy, that's more than hurricane force.
Yep, exactly.
What about, do you have a certain favorite shingle manufacturer that you like? Or do you love them all?
We love them all. We're certified with about a half a dozen,
okay,
of the major shingle manufacturers. And so, you know, that's the important component, I think, there is having that relationship with the shingle manufacturer and a customer, a homeowner, understanding and knowing that we're a certified applicator and certified contractor with them.
So how do you become certified? Do you have to
take
classes?
They have testing.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So you have to
demonstrate a level of knowledge and proficiency.
You have to take tests.
And you have to have some history, obviously.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you are certified as well as all your employees?
Now, I'm not going to say that every employee is certified, but they don't have to be.
Okay.
So, you know, we do have some of the guys that are.
Perfect.
Our lead guys are typically certified with the different manufacturers, yeah.
Did you pass all your tests?
Yes. Just took another one, in fact, about a week ago.
Way to go, Roger.
Yeah. Yeah, they actually renew those, too. So it's not, you know, it's not like a one and done. You have to continue to show that you're staying knowledgeable about their proficient, their shingle line.
That's important. You
it
know,
is important.
Good for this shingle roofing company. We can't even get the ROC to do that for the contractors. We've talked about you guys, certification and staying up to date. I mean, that's critically important.
It is important. I agree.
Agreed.
Yeah.
So way to go, Roger.
Yeah.
What do you like best about the roofing biz?
Working with homeowners.
Okay.
And working with people. Yeah, that's the thing that really keeps me energized and excited about this business. And, you know, being out in the field, not being stuck behind a desk, so to speak, all day long, every day. I love that. I love to be able to get out and talk with people and answer their questions and help them work through and solve a problem if they have one. And, you know, that's what keeps it interesting. Mm-hmm. Every day is a different day.
Okay, do you still go up on the roof?
I'm not supposed to.
Okay. Sally, we won't tell.
Right.
I think that's
actually, that's a great question. I'm trying to limit my time on the roof. So the answer is not every day. No.
Okay.
When necessary. Let me put it that way.
Okay, perfect.
Good
answer. That's
when
a good answer.
Necessary.
When necessary. That's a great answer. I saw your truck. You have no ladders in your truck, so that's
It's there. It's just a fold-up type.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there.
Okay, wonderful. So, Mike, do you go up on the roof?
I will plead the fifth also. Yes, I do.
Okay.
When necessary.
When necessary.
Right.
Does Patty know that you go up on the roof?
So, you wanted to talk about insulating.
My time on the roof is drastically less than what it used to be.
I'm sure. Good for you.
Yeah.
You know, you have employees and folks that you count on to do that.
And we trust to do that.
Yes,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
That's the key.
But there are times when, indeed, it is necessary to go up.
It is. Yeah.
Perfect.
For sure. Yeah.
What about, let's talk about underlayment.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's come a long way. Remember, it just used to be tar paper.
Well, don't say that way. I mean, that's still a good underlayment.
I know, but now
it's
we've got
different.
Synthetic underlayment.
Yeah. So we are seeing, you know, the synthetics have really come on. And the quality of those has improved as well, of course. And so we are definitely seeing more of the synthetic underlayment being used.
What do you use?
We primarily are using synthetic at this point. We still use the asphaltic material in some applications, but typically we're using the synthetic. And you know, one of the advantages there that has come into play is those rolls are wider.
Mm-hmm.
There's more square footage per roll, and so you know, from an installation standpoint, you know, the guys can get more material down, and it's more efficient.
Perfect.
In that regard. And so yeah.
What about a lot of times with roofing contracts, you see OSB replacement.
Uh-huh.
So how do you know if OSB is to be replaced? Does your team walk the roof and if it feels squishy? Or do you rip off all the underlayment and then you inspect all the OSB? How does that work?
So typically that is the scenario. You know, in most cases, the old underlayment
comes off.
It'll get torn down to the quote unquote the bare wood area. So it gives you the opportunity to inspect. And Sandy, a lot of that depends on, you know, the age of the home, the overall condition. In some cases, if those open areas, like we talked about, Mike, where you have that open soffit or eave area, you can see, and that's where a lot of those issues take place.
Mm-hmm. Right.
around AC units or evaporative coolers or other roof penetrations like skylights and venting for, say, a furnace. Mm-hmm. Those are the areas where we typically see rotting or damage, weather damage or water damage to the OSB sheathing. Every case is different in that regard. But when we find it, we always let the homeowner know. And, you know, it might be that you have to replace a half a sheet. Maybe there's a – if it's a bad enough area, you might have to replace, you know, half a dozen.
Hmm.
It just depends. But right. The key to it is we always put it on our estimate as an add charge.
Right.
And
because
we let the
know.
Homeowner know if we have to replace it, we're going to let you know.
And literally, you can't really tell unless it's extremely rotted.
Right.
You really can't tell until you get the visual. And I certainly would encourage anyone who's thinking about saving 25 cents by keeping their existing underlayment, bad idea. You need to replace it.
Yeah.
How about permits? Do you pull permits for all your new roof installs?
For the town of Prescott Valley.
Perfect.
Yes, we do.
Good answer, Roger.
Yes, we do. Every roof in the town of Prescott Valley in that ordinance, we do pull permits.
Good for you.
They're not required in every jurisdiction here locally, but in town of Prescott.
Yeah, the city of Prescott doesn't require them unless I think you replace, six or more sheets of OSB.
Correct. If you're doing the sheathing, then they want to have a new inspection. Yeah.
And I don't think the county requires permits for roof replacements.
Right, exactly. So, Sandy, one of these things, when we talk about an optional price on, say, venting or those type of things or OSB replacement or even just the roof itself, sometimes, the cost of those components, we get a question frequently from our homeowners, do you provide any type of financing or can I finance this project? Mm-hmm. And the answer is we're excited for 2024. We now are set up and able to provide financing for our clients.
Perfect. So let's hold that conversation.
Because that's a huge,
huge way to go. Issue. Roger, when we come back from our break, we'll talk about the financing going
Perfect.
On. So, Mike.
Yes.
Take
Sandy.
Us a break, please.
It would be my pleasure. You're listening to Hammer Time, brought to you by the Yavapai County Contractors Association. And we're having a great conversation with Roger Barton from Badger Roofing. And we're finding out about everything you need to know about roofing. So for those few details that we haven't covered, such as financing, hang tight. Fill up that additional cup of Java or hot cocoa or tea. And we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to Hammer Time. This has been a fantastic, enlightening program this morning with Roger. Right, Mike?
It has been, and I know that it has been with you because I've seen those wheels continually turn.
Every weekend is enlightening with me. Are you kidding me? I love Hammer Time.
It's always amazing how fast the time goes by.
I know. We're almost at the end of our show this morning, Roger. So we had to take a break. You started to tell us about something exciting going on with Badger Roofing. You are offering a financing option.
We are. Yeah, it's not that we're doing it, but we have that option to offer now for our homeowners. And it's a question that we get fairly often. A lot of times folks, may be in a situation where they even have a hail claim on their roof, but that deductible comes into play and, they may not have the cash sitting there available, or it might even be a whole roof replacement that needs to be financed. And putting on a credit card isn't necessarily a great answer. So we actually have an opportunity now that we can provide to our homeowners where they actually get in touch with the lender directly. So we're not collecting any of their personal information. And they can usually get an approval over the phone within about 5 minutes. So it's really simple. And they'll know within that time frame how much they can, how much they're approved for, and then they can use all of it, or they can use a portion of it to get their roof completed.
And from that budgeting standpoint, the lender does offer different terms.
Different terms, yeah. So typically what we're going to be able to offer would be a 5, 10, 15, 20-year term. And interest rate is right at 13%, which is, I think, pretty competitive in today's market. So, and it's a soft credit check. And like I said, you know, they're able to provide a confirmation on approval and a dollar amount for what they're approved for. That's
so huge. Then if somebody goes through the financing route for 5 years, let's just say for a new roof, how does Badger Roofing get paid? Do you get paid up front one-time lump sum, or do you receive the payments when the homeowner pays the financing company?
No, the financing company actually pays us.
One time up front. Okay.
Yeah. So we just have to demonstrate that the roof has been completed, of course. And show them with pictures and a confirmation that it's all been completed. And then they pay us out of the funds that the homeowner was approved for.
And then the homeowner continues to make their payments to the financing company.
That's correct. Yeah. That's correct. So it's, you know, it's a great way for them to be able to get that new roof installed and do it in a way that's more affordable.
Right.
And these loans, by the way, are depending on whatever term you decide on and what's best for you, there's no penalty for early payment. So you could finance it for 10 years and have that lower payment, and then at some point, I've got the extra cash here. I'm just going to go ahead and pay it off.
And that makes so much more sense than people trying to put that on their credit card, which is going to be 22, 24, 25%.
Depending on the card, yeah.
That's right. So good program. Great.
Yeah. So we're excited about that.
Has it started yet?
It is. It's started. It's something we're able to offer now. And, you know, we're just getting started with them here in the new year, but we're excited about being able to offer that.
That's great news.
Well, especially with the no prepayment penalty, that's super.
Right.
That was key.
More and more industry partners are going to go that route.
Good.
I mean, windows, air conditioning systems, I mean, all of those components where it could be a pretty hefty investment.
Right. That's very true. Yeah, I don't know what other contractors are doing at this point.
I don't know either, but I bet
we're happy to be able to provide that.
Good for you.
As an option. Yeah.
Great idea. So we wish you well with that.
Thank you.
So, Mike, if you need a new roof, you can get...
Sandy's always trying to trap me with a shoe cobbler and the...
I know.
Yeah, right.
But
no shoes.
Roger, you're in luck because he has a tile roof, don't you?
No, I don't.
Oh, you have shingles? Okay. Interesting. I thought you had a tile roof.
No, but it's a shingle roof, but it's only about 5 years old.
Oh, okay. So not time yet. How's your venting?
The venting is good.
I'm sure he made sure of that.
I did. Yeah. And I also have a whole house vent, which can, in the summertime.
Okay.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Helps
good.
A lot, too.
Yeah.
Good. I mean, this weather's been pretty nice. It's been so chilly. The nights, I mean, it's been pretty nice. The daytimes, I mean, this last week was awesome. So, sky's beautiful. The clouds are beautiful. Life is beautiful.
But hang tight, because if you don't like the weather, it's bound to change.
It's going to change. I know. It
fact,
changes.
It's possible.
I know.
If you're listening today on Saturday, that we may get a little bit of moisture tomorrow. We just don't know yet.
We don't know yet. So anyway, other than that, Roger, share your phone number and how our listeners can reach you.
Wonderful. I'd be happy to do that. So phone number for us, 928-771-8770, or you can reach us through the normal internet way, and that's badgerroofing.net.
Okay, perfect.
Terrific.
Listeners, we're going to say hang on, we'll be right back. Don't move.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Roger, a delight having you with Mike and me this morning.
Thank you, Sandy. It's always a delight to be here with you and Mike.
We love it.
I love it.
Lots of great information shared out to our listeners. And you know, that's what we do best.
Exactly.
Is that sharing of information to help educate people. Right. And you, Roger, a great educator. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
So our home show listeners, May the 19th, 20th, and 21st, Mr. Roger from Badger Roofing will be there.
Same booth location.
Yes.
Yeah,
same
will be
spot.
There.
You've been there for a gazillion years.
I think we're coming up on 13?
13 or 14 14? Years.
Yeah.
15 years.
Yeah.
Yes. So
almost two gazillion.
Two gazillion. So you can meet Roger at our home show. We're getting excited. We're working on that. What else is new?
Oh, gosh. Got me off guard. Home show really is the biggest.
That's we're working on our building
thing.
Yavapai magazine. Our members are up. Membership is up. We're here, listeners, if you need us, if you need a contractor, if you have some issues with the contractor, you know, we're always here to help you. That's what we do best.
928-778-0040.
Okay, we're almost out of time. Until next weekend, I'm Sandy.
I'm Mike.
I'm Roger.
And together we say,
bye-bye.
Have a time. Thank you for tuning in to Hammer Time. Waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Heard each and every Saturday morning at 7, with an encore presentation Sunday mornings at 7 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and online at kqna.com. A library of past Hammer Time shows can be listened to on the Yavapai County Contractors website at ycca.org.
Break it down!
Airtime for this program is paid for by the Yavapai County Contractors Association, and they are solely responsible for its content.